Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is a beautiful Saturday. It's 9 o'clock here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, and 107.9 FM. And you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here. And last week, I spent the weekend, nice weekend in Michigan, get to visit some friends, which was a lot of fun. Of course, they blamed me for the Lions loss, which, you know, I guess that makes sense. And how in the heck do you, as a Bengals, because I mean, you know, you're wearing a, my guest today is Don West from Balanced by Don, wearing a Bengals. I mean, you've got to be like not happy to be wearing that right now, are you?
I'm always happy to be wearing Bengals gear.
Oh, really? Even during the bad times?
Absolutely.
How in the world can they score 41 points and still lose? I don't know.
Well, ask the defense.
I think we've tried, and they've answered with,
even worse defense.
Well, I mean, the early
that was bad. Let me show you this.
I know, right? Yeah, you thought Chicago was bad. Hey, we could do worse than that. Well, you know, they are in a bye week this week, so I think the bye week is getting 14 points. You know, so you know, it's gonna be one of those things. So, anyway, so on today's show, we are going to have my monthly "Where Am I in Cincinnati" trivia contest. We are going to do a top 10 list for the top 10 side dishes for Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving's coming up. And right now, we're going to do a quick, you know, and also last week, as many of you hopefully got out there and exercised your constitutional right to vote, we had an election that, you know, I thought, and I said it last week, was supposed to be one of the most important elections this city has had in a while. And, you know, the voters voted for the status quo, you know, and this past week we've seen more violence on Fountain Square. We've seen another murder death over on the West End. A person was shot where, you know, the assistant fire chief was fired after he was put on, you know, administratively. And you kind of think to yourself, you know, is there a messaging problem? Is there something that people are just not getting? So right now, my you know, good friend who I was with Tuesday night for the election, and I wanted him to come on again to kind of talk to us a little bit about, you know, what his feelings are and where we can go from here as a city. Christopher, are you on there with us, my friend?
I'm on here with you.
Chris, my friend, first of all, you know, thanks again for taking a few minutes out of your Saturday morning away from your family to come on and talk to my listeners. You know, Tuesday night, you know, there was such a great feeling. We were all in a great mood. We felt that, you know, the change was coming, and it didn't. So I guess, you know, in your my thought was, you know, like I had mentioned before I brought you on, it's like, Is there a messaging issue? Is there a messaging problem that people are not getting? I mean, what are your feelings as to, you know, how things went Tuesday, and where do we go from here?
Well, first of all, good morning, and thank you so much, Sean, for having me on. I think forensically, when I look at Tuesday, it was about sample ballot, meaning voters went in and just took their partisan ballot. They didn't have to have a relationship with the people they were voting for. They just needed to know what their party affiliation was. And they voted straight down that ticket. I think that's the first. And I would say that's an uninformed voter, or a very partisan voter. And I think that was happening on both sides, number one. Number two, I think that voters are looking to their national politics for how to influence local, meaning they're talking about what's happening at the White House and not looking at their roads. You know, they're talking about what's happening at the White House and not looking at crime. And so people are very, very angry and very partisan out there, and I think it reflected in the election. Of course, I was disappointed in the outcome. You know, you always, when you put your name on the ballot, you put your name out there, you want to win.
Of course.
So it wasn't my night. It wasn't for my campaign's night, and we move on for that. And I think the best thing to say is the voters have spoken.
Yep.
Whether they're informed or not informed, they've spoken, Sean. And here is the final statement: elections have consequences.
Amen.
So those who voted, because the voter turnout was still very low, but the election has consequences, and now they must deal with the 9 people that they've elected and the mayor,
mm-hmm.
who they've empowered to fix the big problems that are facing Cincinnati, and the shootings have not subsided.
I mean, nope.
Right after the election, there were shootings across our city that are alarming, and there's no plan and no response from this council or mayor. And what I will say to that is, it seems to me that that's what voters voted for. And they're going to have to live with that for the next 4 years. They're going to have to live with that for the next 2 years until council is up for reelection.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting you bring up the national political scene, because there were a lot of exit polls that were saying that they couldn't support Corey because, you know, Corey Bowman, who was running for mayor of Cincinnati, because he was related to J.D. Vance. And it says, well, my question is, what has that got to do with anything? You know, it really doesn't, but you're right. I mean, if people are more concerned about what's happening with the White House, what's happening in Washington, D.C., and not looking what's actually happening on the streets of our city, you know, that tells me that somewhere down the line, you know, we or whoever has to come up with a stronger message to say, you know, if you want things to change. I mean, you know, we all know the definition of insanity, right? It's doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And
correct.
Unfortunately, you know, that's kind of where we are with politics. And, you know, I don't want to say it's identity politics, but at the same time, I mean, it's, you know, if it's party lines, there has to come a point in time, Christopher, where we all have to look past the R and the D next to somebody's name. I wish there could come. I wish that could happen, because, you know, I've voted Republicans. I've voted Democrat. I vote for the best person that can do the job. You know, I don't vote for simply because, oh, well, you know, it's the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate. I vote for the person that can do the best job. So somewhere, somehow, and to my listeners out there, we have got to start thinking about who's the best person for the job. It may be an independent like you. It may be a Democrat. It may be a Republican. But if somebody has the right message, the right ideas, and ways to fix the problems that the city is seeing, that's where we have to get to. And I'm not sure how that can happen or how we can do that, but that's just my personal feeling. And I know that's your feeling as well. That's, you know, you've been such a fabric of this community for so long. And, you know, to not be able to be on council to help fix our problems, I mean, that's you know, I left Tuesday night dumbfounded, just to be completely honest with you.
Well, think about all the small business owners downtown. Let's walk away from initially in our chat about the big businesses.
Yeah.
Because those businesses can weather the storm a little better because of their cash flow.
Sure.
But look at the small businesses downtown who depend on foot traffic,
mm-hmm.
and need daily cash flow, not weekly, daily cash flow to turn tables, particularly in our restaurants. Look for them to announce trouble and have to move or have to shut down, because people are not choosing to come downtown because they do not, in their reality, feel safe. And they're not going to take the risk when they can go somewhere else to spend their money and feel like they can come home safe.
Right.
So the sad part about this is the businesses in downtown in our core are going to pay the price of this election. The second thing I would predict is going to happen is you're going to have some of those large businesses move some of their employees out into the suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason is those employees are going to begin to articulate to the company, I don't feel safe coming downtown. And I don't feel safe leaving here at 6 or 7 o'clock at night or whatever. And so you'll see those businesses like a Kroger, like a Procter & Gamble, like a Fifth Third, moving some of those employees who are working downtown into some of their other locations around the suburbs. That will only make things worse for our downtown core. I just don't think that this council understands where we are in the election, and I think that this election, in their mind, gave them a mandate, and it didn't. This was just a partisan election where people were grabbing the sample ballot, and those elections have some serious consequences for small businesses and large businesses in our downtown area.
And I think you're absolutely correct. You know, as a real estate agent, you know, like I had mentioned last week and the prior weeks leading up to the election, you know, clients of mine, home buyers, will not even touch downtown properties. I see some beautiful, in fact, I'll give you a quick story because I know we got to go on break here soon. I have an investor who's looking to buy some rental properties, and I sent him one that's over in the West End, and I can't remember what street it's on, but it's a beautiful little two-family house on the West End. It's been remodeled, and I sent it over to him, told him that, you know, it looks like a good investment. I ran some numbers, and it looks like it could be, you know, a good cash-flowing property for him. And then that shooting comes out yesterday, and he said, "No way, Sean. I don't even want to go down there if that's going on." So think about not only the person who owns that property, but the folks that are renting it right now. It's in the West End, and there was just a shooting there yesterday. So you're absolutely right, Chris. And, you know, we have to take a break. If you want to stick with us, great.
I'll stick with you.
Okay. So we'll bring you back on here in just a few minutes. So you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
When it comes to assisted living, there's no better choice than Chesterwood Senior Living. With their top-of-the-line support and comprehensive approach to healthcare, residents receive the attention they need in a comfortable and compassionate environment. There are plenty of opportunities for interaction and engaging activities to help you feel like part of a community while still maintaining freedom and independence. Stroll down Main Street at Chesterwood Senior Living in Westchester. It's where you can meet friends at the coffee shop, treat the family to a couple of scoops at the ice cream parlor, or duck into a theater for a movie. The decision to move into an assisted living community shouldn't be taken lightly. Understanding all factors involved before making a decision can ensure that you make the best choice. Call Jane at Chesterwood Senior Living, a CareSpring community, today. Call 513-326-4000 today. That's 513-326-4000.
Has your neighborhood pharmacy recently closed? I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs. If you live in Northern Kentucky and your pharmacy has recently closed, Save Discount Drugs is your answer. Family owned and operated since 1981, Save Discount Drugs offers fast, friendly service, everyday low prices, and free delivery to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Don't get stuck standing in line at the big guys. Let us bring your prescriptions to you. Call us at 859-431-2857, and our friendly staff will be happy to help you transfer your prescriptions to Save Discount Drugs today. That's 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or savediscountdrugs.com.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You know what? I completely forgot to give the studio line here, so if you wanted to call in and ask me a question or ask Christopher Smitherman a question, please do so. Number to call in is 513-563-1480. We're still here with my good friend Christopher Smitherman. And, you know, we've been talking about the election results and what's the path forward for the city of Cincinnati. And I guess, you know, Christopher, one thing that, you know, that I'm curious about, and I'm sure you are too, is, you know, is this, and do you feel like this council and this mayor are going to stay the course, or are they actually going to try and do something different, like maybe hire some more cops, maybe, you know, enhance the fire department in some way, or bring some services that can help educate our children? What are kind of your thoughts on the path forward here?
Sean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I apologize. The music was just a little loud.
So oh, sorry.
hear the intro. But what I wanted to say to you as we went to break, you know, first, thanks for being a realtor. I appreciate the realtor's endorsement of my candidacy. And realtors are, you know, the heartbeat oftentimes of our community, the great marketers.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys get to see the trends that are happening out there in our region. You know, when someone moves into our community, you know, where they're saying they want to live, raise their kids, or if they're empty nesters, or if they're investors like you just discussed before the break. And people are voting with their dollars. So we've got the voters at the ballot box, but we also have got the voters with their money.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things aren't necessarily jiving together. And I think we're going to see more of that exodus. I cannot tell you the number of my clients, because you know that I'm a financial planner.
Sure.
Who have said to me after this election, I am moving into the region. I can't take it. I have one woman who just she's a blue dog Democrat or an independent or a liberal Republican that lives in Avondale.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in her family home, and she said, look, you know, someone broke into my house in the last 2 years. That has never happened before. I've never felt unsafe. I now feel unsafe, and not only do I feel unsafe, I feel like the system, even if caught, they won't hold these people accountable. I've got to move. I've got to sell my home and move out into the region for me to feel safe. So I just want to affirm what you're saying, Sean. People are worried. They're scared. And they're not going to wait around for this elected body, quote, to fix it when they're not even articulating a plan right now in front of us. The other thing that has my undivided attention is this government shutdown,
mm-hmm.
meaning people do not realize how this is going to impact consumer confidence over the next quarter when we're going into what we most people would say, starting at Halloween and going into Thanksgiving and going into Christmas and going into New Year's, where consumers are spending the majority of their money. If consumers don't feel confident, right, they're going to save more, they're going to hold back,
mm-hmm.
They're not going to spend money, which is what drives our economy. And so with this shutdown, you're watching our airports right now slowly come to a halt.
Yep.
That 4% reduction started Friday. I believe it's 1% each day. By the time we get into Wednesday or Thursday, I think we're supposed to be at 10%.
The Secretary of Transportation has
said he might raise that depending on what the controllers are doing, what TSA is doing. My point to you is that we've never been down this road, Sean, before. I've never seen anything like this as far as the partisan politics. we were talking about that as it has impacted the local election. But look at what's happening nationally with the shutdown and how people seem to be willing to destroy the United States government, to destroy our bond ratings with the world, our lending power with the world, for people to push their political agendas. I've never seen anything like that, and I'm more worried about partisan politics than ever. I believe that I was a victim of that on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it feel any better, but the reality of it is we're now seeing it in our airports and our economy, and I don't see it slowing down for the next week or two.
Well, and I would agree with you with that because, you know, one side says one thing, one side says the other, but at the end of the day, you know, it's got nothing to do with politics. I've said this, you know, in my show leading up to the election Tuesday. What is happening transcends politics 100, 1,000, 1 million percent. You know, what is affecting people is not what is being done is not being handled from our leadership. People are hurting, they're suffering, and leadership, or lack thereof, is not paying attention. And Washington, D.C. is not paying attention either. You know, they'll run to a camera, they'll get in front of it, and they'll say, well, it's this person's fault, or no, it's that party's fault, or it's that party's fault, it's this person's fault, it's your fault. You know, they point fingers and they don't do squat to actually solve the problem. And that's when you are absolutely right, Christopher, because, you know, as you know, I don't want to fly right now. I mean, if I had to go somewhere, if someone said, Sean, I need you in California, like, I'll rent a car. I'm driving. I don't want to get on a plane right now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly.
And that's
when we start talking about, you know, consumer confidence, because yeah. Now you're not spending $800 or $700 on a flight to go somewhere. That means you're not spending money for food. You're not spending money in a hotel. It is going to impact our economy.
Yeah.
And so as people are trying to make plans of where they're going to travel for Thanksgiving, they're going to begin to alter those decisions based on how well they feel safe. Meaning what you're saying here is that, hey, look, even if you are saying that TSA is okay, and even if you say the controllers are okay, Sean might not believe that. And you might just say, I'll hold off on that trip. Mm-hmm. I'll defer that trip out into the future until I feel confident that the airline industry has their arms wrapped around what we're seeing on our TVs every day.
I agree. And as an example, and I mentioned California, actually, I just thought of this. So Keller Williams, my broker, has what's called a family reunion every year, where agents from all over the world will come to a 2 or 3 day conference to kind of boost your, you know, basically get ourselves ramped up for the new year. That's, I guess, the best way to describe it. Well, it's in Atlanta, Georgia this year, coming up in February. And, you know, if this keeps going on and on and on, I mean, I'd rather fly because it's easier, but I'm going to drive right now. I'm going to get in my car and I'll drive to Atlanta. But yeah, you're right. I mean, and this is actually part of my real estate topic, because what is happening with the shutdown is also affecting real estate, because federal workers, as you know, Christopher, there are loans that are tied to the government, FHA, VA, and USDA. All of those loan types are tied to the federal government. And those loans right now are not being able to get processed, or at least not processed quick enough, or getting processed at all. And when you're dealing in a situation where in real estate markets, you know, everything is tied to rates. So if let's say, for example, you have a rate lock on an FHA loan, and that rate lock is only good for like 30 days. If the shutdown keeps going and there are no people to process those loans, that rate lock goes away. And what if your rate goes up? That makes a huge difference in your monthly payment on your home. And that buyer would more than likely, in some cases, back out of the contract.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's there is a ripple effect all over the place with this.
I have a friend who works for the forestry and has been furloughed for the last month. Luckily, she is, you know, financially has made good financial decisions in her life. But it still has created this uncertainty in her, you know, about how she's going to spend her money. She's not being paid.
Right.
And she's saying, what am I going to do? And imagine every federal employee to your listening audience across the United States of America having that similar kind of feeling. Her first name is Janet. Having that sense that Janet is having, like, hey, I don't have a job and I'm not being paid.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? They're not going to spend money for Thanksgiving. They're not going to spend money for Christmas. And ultimately, that is going to be very painful. And they're not going to buy houses. They're not going to invest in investment properties like your client in downtown Cincinnati or anywhere in the United States of America. I also want to clarify something.
Sure.
60 votes in the Senate, right, has been historically what the Senate has conducted their business under. There are 100 senators, and they've always wanted a supermajority in order to pass legislation. So they're having this discussion now. Do they go to 51, which is a bad move, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
But this notion that they're saying, because what it will do to your listening audience is it then pushes us further apart. We become even more partisan. The Senate, it was supposed to be, and maybe this is the wrong way to look at it, is where the grown-ups are, right? I don't agree with that, but that's how they've kind of presented themselves. We are a United States senator. And so they've never gone through a situation where you have a senator who looks like he's in trouble in a primary in New York say, I'm going to put my politics before the country, and I'm willing to hold the entire United States of America hostage around this notion. This is important to your listening audience, that I don't like the outcome of an election. There was an election, right? I lost an election on Tuesday. The Democrats lost an election this year for president.
Yep.
Now what they're trying to do is undermine that election by using words like they won't negotiate with us.
Or leverage.
Your negotiations happens next year in the two-year midterm when you try to take the House and you try to take the Senate. And so when people are saying, is this a Democrat or is this a Republican shutdown? As an independent, I don't like the partisan piece. But this is absolutely a Democratic shutdown, meaning the Democrats are saying, I don't like the outcome of the election. I'm willing to hold the United States Senate and the House and the people of this country hostage because I want to negotiate some position I have in health care. Instead of fighting at the ballot box, electing people to the Congress, electing people to the Senate, and seeing if you can get to those votes in order to change whatever the public policy is. This is the wrong way to do it.
It is.
This is not a good look for our country, Sean. And if we go to 51 votes is something that is going to be shocking. But we'll never be able to go back to that.
No.
And the partisan politics will be just as bad in the Senate as it is in the Congress.
I agree. And, you know, Christopher, and you're right. There's a lot of, you know, folks out there I know that are saying, hey, kill the filibuster. But you're right. That would be a very bad. Hey, listen, my friend, great words, great message today.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I'd like to come on from time to time on your show and touch base with you. And as a, you know, from one financial planner to a realtor, let's close this year out strong.
Amen.
And part of that has to do with these decisions that we're seeing with our government. People can follow me on social media. I'm on one platform, at Vote Smitherman. That's my X account. Thanks, Sean, for having me on, brother.
You're welcome, my friend. My love to you and your family, and I'll see you soon. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
When you need the expertise of a top-notch plumbing company, it's Zins Plumbing you ought to call. Oh, they may be at the bottom of the alphabetical listing, but the service and pricing of Zins Plumbing puts them at the head of the class. They don't keep you waiting for hours on end on appointment calls. Zins Plumbing works within a two-hour time frame, so you don't waste your time waiting for a service technician. And when a Zins plumber comes to solve your problem, you can feel confident the job will be done right. With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know what the cost will be before they start. They bill on a flat rate basis instead of an inefficient hourly billing system. Zins state-of-the-art trucks carry thousands of parts to complete your job with no needless delays. Well-trained professional plumbing technicians and courteous customer service are the hallmark of Zins Plumbing. It's a local family business proudly serving Greater Cincinnati since 1976. They can probably schedule your appointment today. Give Zins Plumbing a call at 681-2501. 681-2501. Zins Plumbing.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity, factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat, in-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine, and the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, and hope that everyone's having a good Saturday morning, and thank you again for tuning in to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO. You know, just to kind of finish up the thought, I know Christopher has to get off and to his Saturday and be with his family. You know, my point and his point, I think that somewhere down the line, partisan politics has to go away, and we have to start thinking about what's best for people. And you know, I think unfortunately that message has been kind of lost. And I think there are a lot of people out there that are maybe confused, but there has to come a point in time when we can all sit down together as one people and have conversations and discussions and not just have it be some partisan thing. Well, it's your party's fault or it's my party's fault. We all have to come together as a society and as an American nation and say, how can we as a people make this problem either go away or fix it? Because it's just, I've in my lifetime, I've never seen anything this crazy in terms of shutdowns, in terms of partisanship, in terms of, you know, people just not, you know, saying we're going to vote for this person because they're, you know, because they're not affiliated with a certain party. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, it's not fair. So anyway, we do have some good things to talk about today. I promise you that. I think the first thing I want to do is I want to do my monthly, Where Am I in Cincinnati little trivia. So as you all know, as you've been listening to my show, once a month I do a little trivia contest for those out there that are listening who would like to get a free $25 gift card. This month it's going to be just a plain old $25 Visa gift card. So you can use that wherever you would like. Maybe go buy some stuff for Thanksgiving. So where am I in Cincinnati? Well, let's see. If you are in a squarish type area where people like to gather and you are in the middle of downtown and there's a couple of big, tall office buildings, and there's a wonderful, if you get too close to the middle, you're going to get wet. And you have some good restaurants right around there. In fact, McCormick and Schmick's is right on the corner. So if you know where you are in Cincinnati, or where I am in Cincinnati, give us a call, 513-563-1480. And we will. I have a $25 gift card. If you know where I am in Cincinnati, downtown, some kind of in a squarish area with McCormick and Schmick, some tall office buildings, and if you get too close to the middle of this squarish area, you are going to get wet. So where am I? All right. So the next thing, and I mentioned this at the top of the show, is the top 10 list, right? So Thanksgiving's coming up. Now, Dawn, you're a fan of Thanksgiving, aren't you?
I love Thanksgiving.
Is it your favorite holiday?
Almost. Halloween. Thanksgiving is second.
Halloween? Oh, yeah. We just had Halloween.
It was a good one.
What did you dress up as?
I was the crazy cat lady.
So, okay, did you have like a lot of, you had like, you know, what?
Yeah, I wear like a Pink Panther robe, and I have all of my kids' stuffed animal cats pinned all over
it. Is that right?
I use some fake cat hair and put it all over me. And
did you have like the tail and the ears and all that other stuff?
No. Crazy Cat Lady doesn't dress as a cat.
Oh, okay.
She just hoards them.
She just wore. Well, oh, okay. I think we might have someone who knows where I am in Cincinnati. So let's go to the phones there. And Jane, how you doing?
Good.
Well, okay, so you heard my clue. So where in Cincinnati am I?
Fountain Square.
You are. You know what, Jane? I think you call in every month, and you're always the big winner. God bless you.
I listen all the time.
Well, I do appreciate that very much. I really, really do. And how are things out there in Mount Washington?
It's foggy.
Is it still foggy?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it was crazy this morning. So I go to the gym before I come to the radio show. So I leave my house about 6:30. I mean, once you get down there on the levee, I mean, it's like pea soup. You can barely see. Yeah, you can barely see in front of you.
I'm next to Stanberry Park, so it kind of hangs a little longer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, you know, they've done a lot with Stanberry Park. I remember used to doing the sled riding down there when I was a kid when it snowed really bad.
Oh,
what a great area. Well, hey, Jane, listen, thank you very much. You've got another gift card coming. I think I'm making you rich this year. So, but I do appreciate you listening in, my dear. Thank you so very much. And we'll have a gift card out to you. And congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a good weekend. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Jane is the one caller I can always count on when I do my Where Am I in Cincinnati contest, because she wins it. She gets it every single time, so God love her. That's amazing. So, all right, so let's do the top 10 list here, and then I'm going to do a quick real estate topic. And then, Dawn, we're going to talk a little bit about what you do.
Yes,
because, you know, you are great with money. You've been great with my money.
I'm always great with other people's money.
Oh, well, sure, even your husband's money, right?
Yeah, definitely my husband's money.
Honey, did you get paid? Right here.
Never have to ask.
You never even have to ask.
No, it's direct deposit. You know, it just comes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there is that. All right. So the top 10 most popular side dishes for Thanksgiving. Here we go. Number 10, macaroni and cheese. Number 9, roasted Brussels sprouts.
Who are you asking?
I don't know.
What's the demographic area of this?
United States.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I like Brussels sprouts, but really not for Thanksgiving. Anyway. Number 8 is cornbread. Number 7 is glazed carrots.
Yes.
Number 6 are dinner rolls and bread. Number 5 is sweet potato casserole. I will go along with that. That's a darn good one. Number 4 is cranberry sauce. Now, do you get it from the can or do you like it homemade?
Listen, I know there's going to be a lot of people that disagree with this, but it is always best straight from that aluminum can.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I mean,
already shaped up for you, all nice and perfect.
Well, okay. So my mom always made me believe that it was homemade. So if she did do it from the can, I would never have known because it was always good.
But I do find the fresh stuff a little tart. You know, it's got those real cranberries in it. But yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Number 3, and I think this shouldn't be number 3, but it is green bean casserole.
Mm.
Now here, all right. You want to hear a funny story? So when I was a kid, green bean casserole is like, it's like crack cocaine to me. I mean, I'll eat it all. I mean, it's just, I can't get enough of it. And I apologize for saying that anyway. So back in when I was young and we had the green bean casserole, I always thought it was my mother's own recipe.
Oh, sure.
I thought she was the only one that made it.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, well, and my grandmother, of course. I thought it was just theirs. And then, of course, I come to find out that, you know, people like, you know, I go to other people's homes and they have green bean casserole.
Yep.
How'd you get my mother's recipe? And they're like, what do you mean?
It's green bean casserole.
It's on the damn can of the mushroom soup. Yeah, it's on the can. Yeah, it's right here. It's on the can of Campbell's mushroom soup. You see? Okay, well, anyway.
Did she put those little onion crispies on it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Number two is stuffing or dressing, of course. And number one, and this is good because I'm Irish, I'll take it, mashed potatoes. So those are your top 10 popular side dishes for Thanksgiving. So, all right. Well, as we heard from Mr. Smitherman, we were talking a little bit about real estate, the shutdown, and everything else. Something that I found, and I, whenever I do research for my show, one of the setbacks to being a real estate agent, and this is for any agent out there, is there are times when you are in contract with a home buyer, and for whatever reason, whether it be something with inspection, whether it be something with the home or something maybe financial, whatever the case is, the buyers have to back out of the contract,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, there are some specific outs that buyers have when they put a purchase offer into a home and it's accepted by the sellers, the homeowners. During the inspection period and generally and through the appraisal process, those are the two main outs that buyers have when they decide that they don't want to go any further and don't want to purchase the home. Now, something that has been kind of a more recent thing is financing. So, I've seen that across the country, buyers are backing out of deals at record rates, and in some of the reasons why. So, home purchase cancellations in August of this year hit 15.1%.
Wow.
That is a record.
Wow.
Buyers are citing inspection issues, like I mentioned, and financial problems for cancellations. Upwards of 20%, and actually up to 20% in some major areas. Sellers struggle to maintain the upper hand, and buyers are basically suffering from cold feet. Nationally, about 56,000 home purchase agreements were canceled in August. 56,000 home purchase agreements were canceled in August. And in August of 2024, that rate was only about 14.3%. So you're kind of seeing this rate go up. And, you know, and of course, you know, part of it is people are saying that, you know, it's a challenge because of the affordability issues, increasing insurance premiums, overall economic uncertainty, which is what we talked about.
Absolutely.
With the shutdown. So you can kind of see that the trickle effect.
It is a trickle.
So as you watch the TV and you say, well, you know, it's the federal workers. It's of course, it's the TSA and it's air travel. But now, you know, and now it's starting to trickle into real estate. From more a national picture, you know, faced with higher prices, high mortgage rates, lingering economic uncertainty, right? One in six sellers have been dropping the asking price of their homes because homes are now sitting on the market longer. This has been the highest rate since 2012, and homes are selling for about 3.8% less than their original asking price nationally. Redfin and MLS data reveals that there were roughly 500,000 more sellers than buyers in the market in August. Empowering, you know, which is great for buyers, which is great, you know, means there's good negotiation. But here's something else, because there was another article related to this that buyer homeowners' equity is starting to dwindle. Now, remember back in 2021 and 2022 when everybody was going bat blank crazy
to refinance?
No, not to refinance, just to buy a home.
Oh, sure.
And buyers were coming in with $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. Yeah.
The housing shortage?
Over asking price, right, because they thought there was a housing shortage. Over asking price and actually bringing that money to the table,
mm-hmm.
right? And I've talked about this before. And, you know, people that have that did that now are starting to kind of see the ramifications of that.
That's right.
Because now you are underwater. you don't have any equity in your home. Your rates have gone up. Your insurance premiums
have gone
up.
Property taxes are going to go up.
And property taxes have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And you just spent another $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 over the asking price of the home.
You spent every dime you had on a house you just had to have. Yep.
Right. And now you, so the what is it? The rooster coming home to roost or whatever.
However basically,
it is?
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is. But still the same. So there's some little bit of education that, you know, I will give to you all on the other side of the break. To kind of help with this, So you're listening to the DID, of course, and if you have a question, give us a call, 513-563-1480. But you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Get ready to celebrate the birthday of the King of Rock and Roll. And you're all invited as WDJL Radio presents the Elvis Tribute Artist Spectacular. One night only, Saturday, January 10th at the Aronoff Center in Cincinnati. Starring Sean Clutch, Cody Ray Slaughter, Brian Pelton, and Moses Snow. With very special guest Ed Enoch and the Stamps Quartet. Tickets are on sale now, so come celebrate Elvis's birthday. Visit etaspectacular.com today.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hymns has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted broken or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks is a new concept in car repair. J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks brings the tools, the know-how, and the experience to you, avoiding the hassle of towing, waiting rooms, rental cars, and stress. Whether you're stuck at home, work, or on the road, J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks provides honest diagnostics, upfront pricing, and repairs done right the first time. From routine maintenance to roadside repairs, J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks will keep you moving. Visit J-Ron's on Facebook or call 513-250-9052.
All right, folks, welcome back. So before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about what's been happening with contracts and buyers backing out of buying homes for myriad of different reasons. And, you know, the what might be happening with home sellers now who purchased, you know, homes at $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over the asking price and actually bringing that cash to the table. You know, one thing that, you know, you might want to consider if you're in that position is see what you can do about refinancing. You know, right now selling a home. If you try to sell your home, chances are if you put that much money down over the asking price several years ago, chances are you're still underwater. So there's really not much that you'll be able to do about rectifying that. You're just going to have to ride it out. However, if there are ways to refinance or restructure some of your debt, and I also believe that that comes into this wonderful word that begins with a B, calling budget.
Yes.
And Dawn, you know, you are a bookkeeper. You have been doing this for many, many years. What is it with budgeting what are some things that people can do to help budget better?
You know, the first thing they can do is stop thinking it's such a scary word. You know, people think it's, you know, I have to put handcuffs on myself and I can't even live my life because I have to live by a budget. But really, it's really more about just, you know, tricking your mentality into waiting, you know, earn these things we just absolutely just have to have. You know, if you waited a week on everything, you would change your mind on a lot of it and you wouldn't even purchase it and you'd save a lot of money.
Right.
That those impulse purchases and those exciting purchases are the ones that get us the most, because we're so excited to buy something, and then 2 weeks down the line, it's not making us as happy as we thought it would.
So how would okay, so because when you started working with me a couple years ago, you know, one of the things that you were telling me was prioritize those things that are most important.
That's right.
Those are the things that, you know, you have got to pay attention to the most. For, you know, for a homeowner, we know that's got to be mortgage, insurance,
yep.
Car,
mm-hmm.
Children,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
So outside of that, what, you know, I mean, because again, you know, you have to look at your budget. I mean, you have to create a budget. So how would you instruct folks to create a budget?
You have to make it a priority. You have to tell yourself, I'm sick of being, you know, always in the dark where I'm at, and sit down for an hour. We're talking very minimal time. Sit down for an hour with your bank account, your bank statement, and admit to yourself every purchase that you made in the last month, every single purchase. You cannot forget. And if you're a forgetful person, do it on the weekly basis or a daily basis even. Mm-hmm. Keep your receipts in a shoebox. Be that guy. Because you're not going to remember every purchase. You're not going to remember every gas station and every Snickers bar and every car wash that you decided you needed that day. You're not going to remember. I have very meticulous people who keep an Excel spreadsheet, and they miss because I'm going through the actual purchases. And they miss. They miss things. Big things even sometimes. But it's usually the little things, the streaming and the coffees and the snacks. Those are the ones that we miss the most.
So are there some like applications? Okay, so here you mentioned like the streaming.
Yeah.
Right. So I've seen reports and I've read where people have hundreds of dollars a month going out for subscriptions that they don't even know about.
In the name of cutting the cable.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So are there applications or are there things that are out there where that can just like people can automatically or it just automatically cuts that stuff off for folks? Or what suggestions would you have for folks that are like, where's all my money going when they have with all these subscriptions?
My first suggestion would be not to start a subscription for them to help you clean up those subscriptions.
Sure.
You're just going to forget about that one later too. It really does take you having eyes on your money. You really have to know what you're spending. And you don't always have to have, you know, down to the detail, down to the penny every single minute of your life. But if you know where you are, you know where you can go.
Sure.
And, you know, set the goal. Don't say, I need to save more money in 2026. Do not tell yourself, I'm going to save more money in 2026. Tell yourself that by September 1st of 2026, you're going to have $5,000 saved up in an account, whatever account you want it to be, for that purchase that you're looking for, or in order to feel a little bit more secure in our current situation.
Very, very true. So, all right. So let's say, because somebody out there is saying, well, you know what, how do I even get started with this? So how can they reach you, Dawn?
You can go to my website, Balanced by Dawn. I have some, you know, availability to speak to people. I don't necessarily charge for my time. I do like to set people on the path forward in the way that they can go. But you do have to admit yourself, it is going to take some effort from you. You've got to put the time in. You've got to, you know, dedicate it to the knowledge.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in the last couple of minutes here, so if a new client were to give you a call or go to your website and say, I would like to sit down and talk about my finances, how does that first meeting go?
So I typically get into whatever accounting software that they're using. I work primarily with businesses. Sometimes I do work with individuals, like real estate agents and attorneys. They are, in all intents and purposes, individuals. Sometimes they have an LLC, sometimes they don't. But I sit down with them in whatever current structure that they have. If it's none, then at least I know where I start, right? We start from the ground up.
Right.
If you already have a QuickBooks account, or if you have zero, or if you have an Excel spreadsheet, I am going to go over that with you with your bank statement and show you all of the ways where you missed and why you think you have more money than you do, or where you think you're going to save some money this month, but you forgot about that car repair or that gym membership you forgot to cancel.
Are you still going to, you're still giving me grief about
you're
that.
You're still paying for the gym.
Well, you're right. Well, and you know what? I mean, and that does bring up a good point because, you know, in a lot of ways, and maybe some of my listeners can identify with this, it's not easy to hold ourselves accountable.
It's not.
It's not. Because we look at it, and if we make a purchase, then we'll just justify it in some way, saying, "Oh, well, I'll eventually go into that gym." Well, yeah, but when was the last time you were actually in there, dummy? Yeah,
you've got to change your mindset.
I'm talking to myself,
though.
By the way.
Yeah, you've got to change your mindset, though. You're not being accountable to yourself. This is your money, and
right.
You're spending it. You can spend it however you'd like, but if you have a goal in the future, you have to start making steps to get there. You can't just listen. Technology has made everything so easy on us.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So really, there's very few excuses not knowing where your money is going, but also there's a lot more excuses of why we forget where it's going because it's so easy to sign up for stuff. It's
yep.
so easy to forget to cancel it.
Yep.
And they take it quietly. They do not send you an email and say, reminder, we took the payment out of your bank account this month again.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, you don't. Yeah,
they do not remind you.
They do not remind you. It's just gone.
I have people that have Amazon charges coming through their account. And they don't know what it's for.
Well, you know, and the scariest part of it too is that because you know you talk about subscriptions is, you know, folks that sign up for those free trials,
yes.
And then you a week later you forget about it. Next thing you know you got a $60 charge. So
one thing I always do with the free trials because I also get them is
yeah.
I put it on my calendar immediately 7 days from that day. I put it on
yeah.
my calendar to cancel. The second thing that I do is I recognize my impulse purchases because
yep.
man, am I good at it. What I do is when I say, oh my gosh, I want that thing. And then I tell myself no, I make a mental note or I put a note in my phone. When I tell my kids no, I make a mental note or I put it in my phone and I add that up and I put it away.
And that is some great tips. So folks, as we go through the shutdown, as we go through all of the other little trials and tribulations we have here, those are some great tips. Save your money. Take care of yourselves. Love each other. Call somebody up today and say, I love you, and just tell them you appreciate them because right now we need a lot of it.
Focus on your family this year instead of the money that you want to spend.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, folks, thank you all for tuning in. Jane, thanks for calling. Dan, thanks for the great job with the producing. Don, thank you for being here. And, of course, to my good friend Christopher Smitherman, my love to you and your family. Thanks for being on WDJO. Yeah, the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. Everyone have a great weekend, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.
The preceding program was a paid program. Its views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station or its management.